Welcome back, everybody, to the Build Your First BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 training course. In this module, Peter Myers is going to start drilling down on reporting services. And in this first presentation, he's going to talk about the fundamentals of what reporting services is all about.
Thank you, Roger. So we have four presentations in this module. Let's start with the fundamentals, reporting with SQL Server 2008 R2 reporting services. Let's discuss briefly reporting fundamentals. We'll then introduce reporting services 2008 R2. We'll understand the different deployment scenarios that you can set up. We'll introduce the components and we'll explore the customization opportunities that you have. So up front, reporting services delivers enterprise web-enabled reporting functionality. I like to clarify this up front that the report server is a web service. In fact, it's a collection of web services. And this should interest the developers that know that that provides opportunity for them to start to embed and interact with the service very easily.
Yeah, and the second point with that is, besides it just being a web service, this is more than just a little reporting tool for building little reports. It's an entire infrastructure of reporting capabilities that's really enterprise ready.
Indeed. Yeah. So it could be a farm of servers at your disposal.
Yes.
At the other end of that web service.
Yep.
These are just very high-level points, so let's just rattle through them in the sense that it can query a wide variety of data sources, so not just relational. We can get to multidimensional, data mining, XML, publishes reports in various formats. The way I like to express this, that when you request a report, there's really two decisions you need to make, and that is, what report do I want, and what rendering format do I want it delivered to me in? There's a management discussion to have as well about how we can secure the content on the report server and the optimization of how the report server can execute and deliver reports. And then the delivery topic, that we can either have reports pulled through on-demand requests, or we can have subscriptions configured that end users themselves could go ahead and say, give me that report every Monday morning as an Excel document attached to this email, and then it's delivered to me 9 a.m. every Monday morning. So back to the point about enterprise, we have the ability to scale to support thousands of users using this product. There is the ability to extend beyond the core capabilities that we'll discuss later in this presentation. There is the capability of ad hoc reporting, we won't talk directly about in this course. And then finally, it's available in all editions of SQL Server except the compact edition.
Yeah, and the other thing I would point out here is that it's also something that can be embedded into a custom solution, right?
Right. So when we get to the programmatic topics, we're going to talk about the report viewer control that has a local mode. And in fact, you don't need the report server available to you.
Whether or not you want to use a report server, you can completely isolate the user from the fact that reporting services is there and kind of manage their experience with their reports through your own custom application.
Right. In process, on the client, we can still deliver reports.
Yep.
So much of the skills you have at server level apply also down to local reporting within an application.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at the features and capabilities of reporting services through the lifecycle of authoring through to management and then delivery. So for authoring reports, I've already mentioned that a wide variety of data sources are supported natively. So with SQL Server, that includes the relational engine, analysis services, cubes, and data mining. Reporting services report models are another concept. SharePoint lists are available too to report from directly. And then beyond that, major popular relational systems like Oracle, Teradata, cubes with Essbase and SAP BI. And then beyond that, generically, OLEDB, ODBC, and XML are supported. It's interesting to note that when you're designing a report, you're actually producing an XML document that conforms to the report definition language standard. So the way that reporting services works is it uses an open standard approach to defining the report structure, which should be of interest to developers because you can programmatically produce these.
Right.
And that way your application can dynamically produce reports for execution. It doesn't necessarily need to go through a design phase with a developer or an author to produce the report first.
You can also check that RDL into source control. You can version it. You can do all that good stuff.
Right.
Yep.
Right, indeed. And it can be extended.
Right.
All right, with your own custom behaviors and capabilities. So the authoring options you get, I mean, Notepad is an option, but we don't consider that to be a viable option.
Some do.
So the report designer is hosted in Visual Studio and SQL Server Business Intelligence Development Studio, and it provides a comprehensive authoring environment to produce report designs. Now, delivered for self-service audience is Report Builder 3, which is a Windows client typically available through click-once deployment, and we can extend report authoring out to the general user community. The discussion then about report definition language is sort of extended here, in that you can programmatically generate reports because it's all documented what you need to do to produce a valid report definition. Commonly, you're going to design reports with the graphic designers, but this option is available. When we move on to managing reports, we've already mentioned that it is a collection of web services, and it's scalable because we can deploy to farms. More discussion on that in just a moment. We can optimize report execution. So to improve the delivery of reports, it comes down to the ability to produce the report in advance of the request. And so we can use caching techniques, we can snapshot data in order to generate more efficient responses from the report server. Role-based security model, so in the native deployment mode, it just ties in with Windows authentication. So we can secure the resources of reports based on the groups that you belong to in the Active Directory. And then the interfaces that we deliver to explore or to manage reporting services includes Object Explorer in Management Studio provides the ability to configure the server. But when it comes to managing the content, in native mode, we have the Report Manager, an ASP.NET application. And then the third phase is delivering reports. So I made mention that there's really two things you have to think about. When I want that report, what report is it? How do I want it delivered to me? And we have a comprehensive list, in fact, 9 rendering formats available, including PDF and TIFF for hard page breaks. For soft page breaks, you have Excel, Word, HTML, and MHTML, the MIME encapsulated. Then for data rendering, we have CSV, XML, and Atom. The ability to deliver the data as a feed from your report was introduced in the R2 release. The pull delivery says the user's going to request the report. They can do this from Report Manager, SharePoint document libraries and web parts, or in fact your own custom application could do this. The push delivery is where the report server has subscriptions defined. They could be done through administrators or the users themselves, and then according to recurring schedules, the reports can be executed and delivered. By default, they can be delivered to paths of the file system, to email. In the SharePoint mode, they can be delivered to document libraries. All right. So there are 2 deployment nodes you need to be aware of. There's the native mode that was the original mode that came with the product. And then since 2005 SP2, we introduced SharePoint integrated mode that allows your report server to integrate with the SharePoint experience. And the catalog for reporting is really the SharePoint document libraries. Mm-hmm. And this is a great example of a seamless experience with SharePoint, that if that's the decision you've made, that SharePoint is your one-stop shop for managing documents and search and so on, then reporting services seamlessly integrates with this as well. All right, so this is the architecture slide. I like to build from the bottom here and point out to you that there is a dependency on the SQL Server relational engine. For each instance of reporting services, there are 2 databases, one to manage content, one to temporarily manage the operational data. The report server then relates to this, and basically it's responsible for report processing, and it has sub-engines of data processing, rendering, security, and delivery. And then we have the programmatic web service interfaces on top of this. And so built on top of it, we have our design experiences with Report Designer and Model Designer, both hosted in Visual Studio and BIDS. We have just a simple browser that could host the Report Manager application,
sure,
or your own web application. Microsoft Office, an example here would be SharePoint, as just discussed. Your own custom applications and Report Builder 3.0, that self-service end-user targeted report authoring tool. So there are a couple of deployment modes that are worth being aware of. Local catalog is the most simplistic. The advantages of this is that during the setup, you can have an operational report server at the end of the setup process. What it involves is that the database engine and the reporting services instance are installed on the same machine. So the advantage is ease. The other advantage is that it's actually inexpensive because under the single license for SQL Server, you can have both installed together. And from a security point of view, it's also easier if you need the identity of the requesting user to be passed to your data source and it happens to be hosted on the same machine. Mm-hmm. Because we overcome this double hop issue where if we have to allow credentials to move beyond the server.
Then I'm worrying about Kerberos configuration.
Or you're looking at alternatives that might interfere with your security requirements, that we might need to use fixed credentials to get down to the data source. All right, so the local catalog certainly provides these advantages, but there's distinct disadvantages.
Sure.
All right, and the major disadvantage is that we have potential performance problems. We have 2 services competing and vying for the same resources. The normal approach then to overcome that is to use the remote catalog, that we have a separate machine that is a dedicated SQL Server instance. It hosts the 2 report server databases, and then we have a dedicated report server. Okay, so when we think about advantages, we've now got separation.
Right.
And exclusive access to
and
resources.
I can do all kinds of, you know, high availability disaster recovery stuff now on the report server catalog.
True, and we're actually building to that scenario, but you're free to do that.
Yeah.
And that database server could be managed by someone else.
I guess one thing to
division of responsibility.
A couple of your architecture diagrams show HTTP.sys. If you're not aware, reporting services in the 2008 release removed the need to deploy a web server in native mode. So it's a native HTTP.sys application. You no longer have that IIS dependency to worry about in your deployments.
Indeed, yeah. Now, the disadvantage of this, however, it's going to cost you more.
Right.
All right, you're going to have licenses for SQL Server on both machines.
Right.
And this Kerberos issue might creep in, that if it's important to you that this user requesting the report is identified by the data sources that are on remote servers from the report server, then you have to be somewhat creative, or you have to start configuring Kerberos, which is these days becoming inevitable anyway.
It's becoming easier, too.
And the good news is that documentation is becoming more accurate and more readily available.
Yes.
All right, so I know that some of you might shudder at the word Kerberos, but just be aware, in the remote catalog situation, if identity is important, which, for example, analysis services it is usually, we have roles that expect to know who the identity is to limit access to data, then you do need to consider Kerberos in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you're looking for high availability slash scalability, we can come to the clustered web farm, and then you can build a virtual report server that really consists of a farm of reporting servers. All right, and this way you can scale across and support the load of thousands of concurrent users if the need be.
It's important to note that, you know, for large reports, that rendering option could consume a lot of CPU, a lot of memory, and if you've got thousands of users, then having a web farm gives you more capacity to deal with all that rendering. Right,
right. And as you need more, you just add a new node into that farm.
Right.
All right, and then not a requirement, but for the high availability scenario, we have that SQL Server down here is clustered to ensure that those report server databases are always available.
Right.
All right, the brief discussion on SharePoint integrated mode, because pretty much the installation is very similar. The databases are slightly different, and there's a process you need to go through in SharePoint that integrates the farm with the instance of reporting services. And why would we do this? Well, essentially, if you're working with SharePoint and you want this seamless environment that everything happens, document management and reporting happens in the same environment,
many people
this is the way to go.
Look at SharePoint as their information delivery platform. And what are reports but information delivery? So you now have this option.
Yeah, and your reports are just documents in these libraries. So we get the added benefit that we could use alerting, we could use versioning and collaboration and search and enrich what we get with the native mode. Yeah. And on top of that, in the R2 release, you can more easily have internet-facing reporting solutions with reporting services. All right, brief look at the components. The report server itself, already mentioned, it's an ASP.NET web service. In fact, it's two web services that we'll explore later in the programmatic presentation. These services provide end-to-end processing from the handling of the initial request to the end delivering of the report. And special purpose extensions allow you as a developer, if you're not happy with the out-of-the-box functionality, you can implement your own security models, your own data processing to bring in from other data stores, introduce new rendering formats, although that's not trivial, and other delivery extensions to deliver reports, for example, to SMS or to printers. The development tools, we have Report Builder 3.0 targeted at end users. We have Report Designer and Model Designer hosted in Visual Studio to provide a more professional environment for authoring reports and also integrating with source control systems. Administrative tools, we have a configuration manager that DBAs will use typically to configure the reporting instance. We have Report Manager as that web application to both manage the report server and explore and view the content of the report server. Object Explorer in SQL Server Management Studio provides a management opportunity as well. There's also an RS utility that allows us to execute scripts. We'll explore this in a later presentation in this training course. Presentation tools, so how do we deliver reports? Well, Report Manager already does this, only in native mode, but this web application could be the end of the story for you. Pretty much users can navigate to your Report Manager, navigate to the particular folder, click on the link for a report, and the report is rendered for them. The ability to embed reporting into your application is done effortlessly is the word I want. The report viewer control comes in two flavors, one for ASP.NET, one for WinForms.
Yep.
The ability to then embed reporting, we're going to explore this in more detail because there's much more to say about this, because the local mode is something we haven't discussed yet because we're talking about servers at this stage. The reporting services WebParts allow you to embed reports directly into WebPart pages in SharePoint. So self-service delivery of report pages is pretty easy to achieve as well. Let's finish off with the customization options. Already mentioned that if you're not happy with what it delivers, you have this ability by creating .NET extensions. Security, data processing, rendering, and delivery can be extended. Note security cannot be extended for SharePoint mode. Custom logic can be embedded directly into reports. Assembly logic can be referenced by reports. You can even create custom report items if you're not happy with what's on the toolbox. Mm-hmm. All right, and there's an active market out there to produce interesting, unique components to extend data visualizations in particular of reports. Report definition customization extensions, a very advanced topic, but does allow you to intercept a request or a report and then programmatically even modify the RDL that is being processed by the server. Right, that brings us to the end of the first presentation. I've got some links here on the home site for reporting services. Also, the RDL specification is available to download. Probably easier just to go to the downloads and type in some keywords than remember or type in this URL. But it's a great document to have a scan through to understand exactly everything that the report server can represent. Back
to you. Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next presentation.